Wednesday, December the 16th. I'm in an experimental nativity play at school. It is called Manger to Star. I am playing Joseph. Pandora is playing Mary. Jesus is played by the smallest first year. He's called Peter Brown. He's on drugs to make him taller. Thursday, December the 17th. Another letter from the BBC. Dear Adrian Mole, thank you for submitting your latest poem. I understood it perfectly well once it had been typed. However, Adrian, understanding is not all. Our poetry department is inundated with autumnal poems. The smell of bonfires and the crackling of leaves pervade the very corridors. Good try, but try again, eh? Yours with best wishes, John Tidyman. Try again. He is almost giving me a commission. I have written back to him. Dear Mr. Tidyman, how much will I get if you broadcast one of my poems on the radio? When do you want me to send it? What do you want it to be about? Can I read it out myself? Will you pay my train fare in advance? What time will it go out on the airways? I have to be in bed by 10. Yours faithfully, A. Mole. P.S. I hope you have a dead good Christmas. Friday, December the 18th. Moon's last quarter. Today's rehearsal of Manger to Star was a fiasco. Peter Brown has grown too big for the crib, so Mr. Anymba, the woodwork teacher, has got to make another one. Mr. Scruton sat at the back of the gym and watched rehearsals. He had a face like the north face of the Eiger by the time we got to the bit where the three wise men were reviled as capitalist pigs. He took myself into the showers and had a quiet word. We all heard every word he shouted. He said he wanted to see a traditional nativity play with a tiny tears doll playing Jesus and three wise men dressed in dressing gowns and tea towels. He threatened to cancel the play if Mary, alias Pandora, continued to go into simulated labour in the manger. This is typical of Scruton. He is nothing but a small-minded, provincial, sexually inhibited fascist pig. How he rose to become a headmaster, I do not know. He has been wearing the same hairy green suit for 3 years. How can we change it all now? The play is being performed on Tuesday afternoon. My mother has had a Christmas card from Creep Lucas. Inside he had written, Paulie, have you got the dry cleaning ticket for my best white suit? Sketchleys are being very difficult. My mother was very upset. My father rang Sheffield and ordered Lucas to cease communications or risk getting a bit of Sheffield steel in between his porky shoulder blades. My father looked dead good on the telephone. He had a cigarette stuck between his lips. My mother was leaning on the corner of the fridge. She had a cigarette in her hand. They looked a bit like the Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall postcard on my wall. I wish I was a real gangster's son. At least you would see a bit of life. Saturday, December the 19th. I've got no money for Christmas presents, but I've made my Christmas list in case I find £10 in the street. Pandora. Big bottle of Chanel No. 5, £1.50. Mother, egg timer, 75p. Father, bookmark, 38p. Grandma, packet of J-cloths, 45p. Dog, dog chocolates, 45p. Bert, 20 woodbines, 95p. Auntie Susan, tin of Nivea, 60p. Sabre, box of Bob Martins, small, 39p. Nigel, family box of Maltesers, 34p. Miss Elf, oven glove, homemade. Sunday, December the 20th, fourth in Advent. Pandora and I had a private Mary and Joseph rehearsal in my bedroom. We improvised a great scene where Mary gets back from the family planning clinic and tells Joseph she's pregnant. I played Joseph like Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire. Pandora played Mary a bit like Blanche Dubois. It was dead good until my father complained about the shouting. The dog was supposed to be the lowly cattle, but it wouldn't keep still long enough to make a tableau. After tea, my mother casually mentioned that she was going to wear her fox fur coat to the school concert tomorrow. Shock horror! I immediately went round to Pandora's house to get the mangy coat, only to find that Pandora's mother has borrowed it to go to the marriage guidance Christmas dinner and dance. Pandora said that she hadn't realised that the coat was only on loan. She thought it was a lover's gift. How can a 14¾-year-old schoolboy afford to give a fox fur coat as a gift? Who does Pandora think I am? A millionaire like Freddie Laker? Pandora's mother won't be back until the early hours, so I will have to go round before school and sneak the coat into its plastic cover. It's going to be difficult, but then nothing in my life is simple or straightforward anymore. I feel like a character in a Russian novel half the time.